Welcome to Career Tools. Today's topic, email and the high C. Here we go. I think you know that at the end of the ECC conference, Effective Communications Conference, where we give a demonstration of the four DISC styles and how they think of and treat email, is one of the funnest points in the ECC for me. I just think it's hilarious.
Yeah, it's even more fun for me now because I am not doing it. Yeah. At the last Effective Communications Conference, Danny Martin, our new presenter, did it. It was great. People are very surprised. And yet, I think you talk about communicating, and then we start talking about face-to-face. It's so different than email that people just forget that email is a huge, important part of communication.
It's not like we do many of them each day.
Right? Yeah, hundreds, right? Yeah. Yeah. And so email is communication, and the most effective way to be a communicator is to communicate in a way that is understood by the listener, or in this case, by the reader. And there's some simple things we can do to be more effective communicating by email with a high C. So that's what this cast is about. We're going to talk about what high Cs think when they think about email. What are they thinking and how do they do it and so on? What are their patterns? And then we're going to talk about how to tailor your responses, and we're going to give some examples.
Good. Okay. So we know high Cs think a lot. So what do they think about when they think about email, though?
They think about being more perfect than everyone else.
We are, of course.
Yeah, well, yeah, I know you are. Us great unwashed, right? High C's, C stands for conscientiousness, are the people on your team that are, those of you know DISC, in the bottom left quadrant, reserved and task-focused. They are the engineers, the accountants, the perfectionists, the software developers of your team. They love to think of themselves as precise. Others see them as a little pedantic, a little bit, you know, I'm right and you're wrong kind of thing. They're like high S's in the sense that they take their time responding to things. They tend to be reserved, and so they're slower to respond. They pause more in communication. They'll take longer to send an email. A high C will draft an email and then set it aside and then come back to it and edit it and make it better, and then set it aside and come back to it and edit it and make it better. You know, the I's and S's of the world on the right-hand side of the circle are the people persons of the world. High C's are not great people persons. What that means for email, though, is that they prefer email because it combines two things they like. They don't have to talk to other people in person. And they can take the time to give a full and complete and accurate answer, which they can work on becoming perfect. Now, this, guys, to be clear, we're using DISC to explain a pattern of behavior that many of you are quite familiar with. And we're not here to tell you that this is how all high C's communicate all the time by email. There is a pattern. Nobody's perfect in this regard, even though high C's want to be. And so we're giving you a tendency. That's the way DISC behaviors work, is a tendency, but you should be able to tell. I would think the two easier ones to tell are the high I and the high C. The high I is the always super energetic and lots of exclamation points, and the high C is the one who, it sounds like they've sucked all the emotion out of life when they write emails. You can send them an email with 20 exclamation points, and I'm really excited, and they can send back, okay. It's almost as if they, you know, part of their brain was missing that, you know, they're not even aware that other people are having fun and so on.
They are aware that you're having fun. They're just trying to correct you, just bring you back to, let's deal with the facts.
They're, yeah, let's stay. Yeah.
They're exclamation point boy.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're getting an email with lots of exclamation points, it's not from a high C. They're not getting me emotive at all in an email. And again, high C's love email. You know, one of the things we do at the conference is we show the example of somebody in their cube when a D, an I, an S, and a C are at the cube and somebody walks in. And for the D, when somebody walks in, they keep typing and say, what? And the high I turns around and says, hey, you want to go get a cup of coffee? And they're all excited like a puppy dog. And the high S turns around and says, come on in. Hello, how are you? And would you like a cookie? And the high C doesn't even turn around and just keeps typing. and says to themselves, why are they still here? So you're not going to get any warm fuzzies from a high C in email. You're going to get a lot more email than you get face-to-face from a high C, as we like to joke at the conference. The reason I like to send email if I'm a high C is, I don't like you. Please go away. So what do they do in email? What can you see when a high C emails that would be clues in terms of how they behave with email? The first thing they do is they often don't include your name in an email they send. They think it's unnecessary. They would say, why would I send your name? You know it's to you. The email system appropriately routes email based on addressee. You're the addressee. You know it. It came to you. Your name is in the to line. Why would I waste energy and time by typing your name again? You know, that's the way the system's designed. To repeat your name in the body of the email is just, to a smart high C, a tautology. They're not going to ask you how you are. They don't care. I often tell the story about Spock when he comes back to life and the computer asks him, how are you? And he says, irrelevant inquiry. And his mom says, no, it isn't. You're half human, Spock. And by the end of the movie, his dad asks, do you have any messages for your mother? And he says, yes, tell my mother I feel fine. It took him swashbuckling across the universe to come to the conclusion that it might be good to share his emotions with his mother. High C's send long emails, long formatted emails, not just long with 20 sentences in a paragraph, but ones that have structure to them, have main points and subpoints and bullets and so on. In their mind, the longer an email, the more likely it is to be complete. The scroll bars that happen on your computer when an email is so long it, you know, doesn't fit in the window you have open are not a burden to high C's the way they are to high D's. That shows the message is thoroughly complete. They love bullets. They love underlining sometimes in emails. They have points and subpoints. You know, they have, there are 3 points I like to discuss, and they have number one, and then the title of it, which is, say, budget reductions, is in bold, and then a period, and then 3 or 4 sentences, and then sub-bullet 1A and 1B and 1C. Unlike high D's, who just want you to get to the bottom line, high C's want you to send the entire history. They want to know everything. More is better. And of course, that means that they'll send you the same thing. They'll send you long emails with everything in it. Because in their head, you can't make a good decision without everything in it. They can't make the right decision, the correct decision. And the only decision that matters is a right one or a correct one. They can't do that without all the relevant information. And to a high C, all the information is relevant. It's so funny, guys, when Mike and I disagree about stuff, it's often because I'm coming at it from a high I and he's coming at it from a high C. And I say things like, you're kidding me, right? This is so easy. It's just this. And Mike says back, no, it's more complicated than that. I've been doing some research and there's this and there's this and there's this. And, you know, if our roles were reversed and I were running the website and running the company like Mike does, if Mike came to me and says, hey, do you think you can do this technical thing? I'd go, yeah, no problem. Should be no problem. And then I'd figure it out. Mike says, well, it's possible. I'm not sure. I can't give you a complete answer. And I'm just shaking my head going, you're crazy. You're crazy. It can't be that hard.
It can't be that hard. It's just an additional field in a database. How hard can it be, really?
Yeah, exactly, right? Yeah, and it's not that I think the actual task is hard. I'm commenting on how hard is it to give me the answer I want. And in his mind, the last thing he wants to do is to give an answer somebody wants. He wants to give the answer that's correct. And early on in a project, right, the chance of being correct is pretty small, actually, because you don't know enough. High C's don't like being asked to make definitive decisions early on in processes. Right, Mike?
Right. Particularly when they could be wrong, right? I mean, that's the challenge.
Yeah.
You'd hate to say something that you'd come back later and go, like, I was wrong.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, high eyes. That's high eyes. Like, nah, I don't, yeah, I was wrong. It's no big deal. I was pretty sure, but it turned out bad. So we need to change things. But I'll change it. It'll be fine.
Oh, well. No big deal.
Yeah. No big deal. Yeah. And here you go. Mike's going, oh, my God. Nails on a chalkboard. Because their emails are longer, I've mentioned this already, but because they're longer and because they have more information in them, they're way better organized. To them, to a high C, organizing their thoughts in an email this way is respectful. because it helps you get all the data. It helps you see what data is most important. I don't think that high C's would say they're doing it for you, but they are trying to teach you how you ought to communicate and show you what's important by being complete and accurate and thorough. They love attachments. High C's love attachments. They're the ones sending you the big spreadsheets, guys. Okay. Sending an attachment to a high C is a demonstration of your understanding of the value of details and accuracy. They want to see the whole thing. And I joke about high I's here because we often make jokes when we talk about people's behavioral tendencies with the group that's most unlike them. And high I's and high C's are most unlike one another. And high I's, you can send them all the attachments you want. They're just not going to open them. Like, yeah, no, just send me an overview. I'm fine. Yeah, just big picture. And Mike's like, no, I want everything. And because they're comprehensive in email, because they want to be right, because they want to cover the waterfront, because they want to share everything that's involved, they tend to take longer to respond to email. Many people have lots of unopened emails in their inbox. High C's probably have the most. They've looked at them and realized it will take a couple hours to respond. I'm being facetious. And so they've got 30,000 unopened emails, and they're going to get to all of them in their inbox one at a time. And they're working on several at the same time. Mike, didn't I give you a hard time once? Didn't you at one point have like 65,000 unopened emails in your inbox?
That sounds like a lot, even for me.
Yeah.
But it's...
maybe it was 6,500.
Yeah, that might be. That's probably right, about right.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
Yeah, not anymore. Yeah. Yeah. I don't think I've ever had more than like 10.
10.
And wow. And what does a high C do? A high C says, I have to respond to that. A high I goes, delete.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
Hey, that's a funny email. I'm going to keep reading it. Yeah, I'll get to it. I'll get to it. Secretly knowing that they won't. But the high C is going to get to it. It's in the queue. It will be actioned.
Yeah. It'll be appropriately actioned versus yeah. The high I's.
No. Yeah.
No, just delete yeah. It. If it's important, yeah. They'll call me back.
Yeah,
send another right. Email.
And the high I goes, this email's from high C. It's going to be long and really boring. And there's attachments. And oh,
God, delete.
Delete. Yeah. Too complex. I'd rather skate across the thin crust of life rather than dig down into the details. In the mind of a high C, it's better to be slower and get it right than be impulsive and respond within a day and then have to correct yourself later. High C's don't like jokes, particularly in email, which take up server space and clock cycles to play the video and the little animated emoticons. They hate those. They hate all emoticons, but they particularly hate the animated ones because those take up clock cycles, right? Now, look, folks, we're not saying they're not fun people because Mike's on the cast with me, so I can't tell you high C's are not fun people. High C's are as good at loving and being friendly in their own way, just the way all of us are in our own way, as anybody else. But when it comes to email, they see that as a really powerful tool that oughtn't be abused. That's probably a little too judgmental word, but that's how some of us would see how IC responds to emails that have emoticons and jokes in them. They're focused on getting the work done, getting it done right. They have just as much fun as anybody else, but not on company time, not with a company resource, not with something as magical as email where you can communicate with people. But you don't have to talk to them. That's awesome. Not that IC would use the word awesome.
We don't use it often, but that would be a time.
Yeah, that would right be there. A good time. Yeah. You mean I can talk to somebody? I don't have to see them. They won't come. They won't try to be my friend. They won't sit in my office and then not go away.
How cool yeah. Is that?
Yeah. ICs have a more developed sense of right and wrong and boundaries than Ds or Is. High Is love to mix business and pleasure and margaritas. High C doesn't and generally likes to work when he's at work and play when he's at home. And again, so you wouldn't waste company resources on a joke. They generally have complete and simple signature blocks. Although I'll tell you, folks, signature blocks I've noticed lately are getting harder to use as criteria because so many companies append stuff to emails and so many companies require things in signature blocks, and a high C certainly is going to follow the rules. But regardless, they don't have JPEGs or GIFs or other, you know, TIFF files or anything like that. Nothing wasteful. Only what's needed. Simple, clean, efficient, but thorough. That's a high C.
Before we go on our second point, though, like high C's can do this. Like, don't get your feelings hurt a little bit. This is a generalization. It's a characterization. At some point, we stress some points strongly to make a point. But like, there's how many billion people are there on the planet? We're all different. Not all of this applies to every single person.
Right.
These are tendencies. So,
right.
If you're like me, don't go get bent out of shape. It's much easier to make fun of high eyes because they just laugh at you. High C's get mad at you.
Yeah, when we do the high one, I'm like, yeah, that's me. That's pretty much me. I'm also, both Mike and I guys are high D's as well, so we really don't care what you think of us. The high D versus high C email, they engage in behaviors that are not as personable, not exclamation points, not smiley faces, not asking how you are, not telling you how they are, and so on. That's the left side of the hemisphere, the left side of the disc circle, the task-focused as opposed to the people-focused side. And yet, a high D will be direct and short and crisp in email and often come across as brusque. So because Mike's a high D, high C, sometimes I send back three or four sentences and he'll send back, okay. And that's a classic, no emotion, but short, like ID. And there are plenty of emails you get that are short. I think we said it in most of these casts that when you get an email from a BlackBerry or from an iPhone or from an Android phone, from a smartphone, we recommend you discount this guidance because the shortness and the thumb typing and so on, no one's going to draft a 25-paragraph email, even a high C won't put a 25-paragraph email together on their smartphone. On the other hand, if they were at their desk, they might. And so you have to be cautious. Mike's right. We're not saying the world is black and white. We're saying these are tendencies.
Exactly. That aside, we know somebody's a high C. So if I'm conversing with a high C on email, how should I tailor my responses so that I'm more effective with that person?
Now that we know how they think, what do we do? And we could easily say is just do what they do, but that's not actually right. Okay. What we'd like to suggest is move in their direction. The best example, of course, is me with Mike. I think I've shared this story before, but I'll share it again. When Mike and I were first working together years ago, 15 years ago, and we wanted to communicate with one another, I would call him. He wouldn't answer the phone. I'd get voicemail. And then he would send me an email back. I would get the email and go, oh, he's ready to talk. And then I would call him and I would get voicemail again. And of course, it's funny, but it's serious as well. I preferred phone conversations. He preferred email. And it took us a while to figure out we needed to switch. I needed to email him and he needed to call me. And that made all the difference in the world. On the other hand, I can write a perfect high C email if I force myself into that straitjacket. And that's not a joke because Mike would feel like he's forcing himself into a straitjacket if he had to send a pure high I email. And to be clear, Mike and I both just lean on our high D, which we share when we send email, and we get along fine over email. We're not going to ask you to become somebody you're not. That's one of the most important things we talk about at the conference. You don't have to mimic somebody else. You don't have to be exactly like them. You simply have to modify your own behavior and narrow the gap between you and them. If I'm a really high I and Mike's a really high C, I can't send him an email with nothing but exclamation points and smiley faces and vague assertions and no data and no facts and lots of enthusiasm and so on and expect him to respond favorably. On the other hand, I don't have to, in my mind, suck the life out of the email and write him computer code for him to be happy and for him to respond. I just need to tone down the amount of exclamation points. And by the way, exclamation points are a big key for me when I'm doing email. I find that high C's rarely send them, and high I's always do. I just got an email from a client who wanted us to just a longtime listener who I'm coming to their neck of the woods coming up this year, and they're inviting me to play golf with them. And there must have been 500 exclamation points in email. It was great. And they clearly indicated that they had just listened to the podcast about email and the high I. And so they knew I was a high I. And so there were tons of exclamation points. I was just laughing as reading the whole thing. So we're not going to suggest you have to be a high C when you send email to a high C, but you've got to consider where they're coming from. You're not going to mimic them. Okay. You're showing respect for them by communicating with them in a way that they want to be communicated with. This is the lesson that we teach at the conference. And I tell everybody at the start of every conference, this is the single most important thing I learned in my professional life. The idea that you have to communicate with others in a way that helps them understand you. Okay. When you're in France, you speak French. When in Rome, do as the Romans do. And it's not become somebody you're not. It's just mitigate the differences between you and somebody else. And when you try hard to mitigate them, they'll move in your direction naturally because we're social creatures and we want to get along with one another. Well, an example would be, would you shout when you're in church? And the answer is no. So you don't send high C's short emails without any detail, without any organization. And let me caveat the short emails. If a high C sends you an email, are you aware that the meeting has been moved till 2 p.m.? You could send back yes, and they would consider that efficient and great. You don't need to put bullets in that email. But when the email is something that could be a face-to-face conversation, but you're far apart from one another, for instance, or one of you is traveling, you need to take the time and dot your I's and cross your T's. So what does that mean specifically? You don't need to use their name, right? They won't notice if you put their name in the email because they know it's to them. The system works. It's not heartwarming to a high C for you to include their name. They value you sending clear, organized, comprehensive emails over you including their name and asking how they are. Don't ask how they are. There's no need. Now, okay, Mike, that's our first one. What do you think? Agree, disagree? You're a high C.
Agree.
Well done, sir. Yes, agree. Correct. Accurate.
Correct. Accurate.
Now, again, this is tendencies. So if you're Mike's friend and you haven't talked to him in 6 months, Mike, it would be normal for them to say, hey, Mike, how's it going? Or hope you're doing well, right? That's just normal conversation. Yeah. But you wouldn't follow that with a paragraph about how wonderful your life is and what you've been doing and so on, for the most part.
For the most part.
Particularly if the mail is designed to lead into a discussion about something related to work.
Why would you do that? I don't understand. It does not compute.
Can you hear the honesty in his voice, folks? Why would you do that? Right? Whereas the high eye is like, come on, tell me. You got to ask me how I'm doing because I have the greatest story ever.
Yeah. Yeah. Come on. Waste my time with that, that stuff that doesn't really matter.
Let me be a golden retriever. That's the high eye.
If you want to be more effective with a high eye, you're going to engage in some of that stuff. So
yeah, you're going to have to behave like a golden retriever.
And you're going to hate it. And you're going to be more effective.
Yeah. We joke about high versus IC, but it's true for everybody. But a high eye particularly, if you're going to send an email to a high C, don't make it so short you leave out the detail. By sending a high C a short email and asking them to make a decision based on what they would consider to be incomplete information, you're causing high C's to likely be uncomfortable. Whenever you make somebody else uncomfortable or uncertain, you get less the result you want. Take the time. Send more detail, even if you think it's relatively irrelevant. Put it under the heading of additional information and make the high C feel like they're in control and they can decide whether to read it or not. Take your time. Leave out the exclamation points. Don't talk about how you feel about something. Talk about facts. Include the numbers. Have attachments. You know, put in the email, I've included an attachment. You'll notice on tab 3, all of the key data are there with graphs of Gaussian graphs, and the new data is segregated out in addition to being included in the larger population, right? Yeah. And then there's an attachment with a big spreadsheet.
Yeah.
They love that. They want you to characterize it, and then they want to be able to look at the spreadsheet as well.
And once you send the email, like they take longer to respond. So first of all, if they take longer to respond, don't get your feelings hurt. It doesn't mean they don't care. It just means they probably care more than you'd like them to. And if you need something quickly, you need to tell them it's okay to take an educated guess. Matter of fact, if you really want to get to a high C, just say something like, you know, I really only need this with, you know, a 70% certainty, or 65%, or say it's 65.3% certainty. That's all I need. So
yeah,
be free to make a guess. But don't say yes. Don't say yes.
There are some phrases that just don't work with some people. A phrase that doesn't work with high C's is, hey, off the top of your head. Right?
You're right.
Which is funny because you don't have to say that to a high either, because they're just going to give you what's off the top of your head anyway. But if you say, hey, off the top of your head, they're like, okay, great. I can just be myself. It's no problem. If you tell a high S, take all emotion out of this, they're going to be uncomfortable. If you tell a high I, only the facts, they're going to be uncomfortable. And if you start a high D by saying, I'd really like to get your feelings on this, or please consider the impact on others. These are phrases that just aren't going to work. They're not helpful. They cause people to be put off. And saying to a high C, just give me something off the top of your head. And I do this all the time to Mike. It drives him nuts. Okay. So an example? Do you want to do an example, Mike?
Yeah,
I think we said we were going to do an example. Yeah, okay. So here's an example of a high C email, okay? First line, please send me the figures for Q2, period. Please include, colon. Bullet one, Q2 sales for products XYZ. Bullet two, sales estimate for the next four quarters. Sub-bullet under two, include estimates for both 2.5% and 3.5% inflation rates. Bullet three, comprehensive notes on any anomalies. New paragraph. I need these by 5 p.m. Thursday, period. I have included a revised template to take account of changes in area distributions. Dash. Please ensure you transfer your figures to this template, period. Signed, Jim. Desk, cell, address. You know, you read that and you say, that is an email that was thought about before it was sent. High C's take time and trouble and get them right. And it's crystal clear. Now, a high I or even a high S might say, boy, they sucked the life out of it. But a high C, and to tell you the truth, to some degree, a high D as well would say, wait, this is as pure a form of communication as I can get. I mean, I need some things from you. I'm telling you exactly what I need. The problem with high I's, the high C would say, is they don't tell me what they need. They say vaguely, I'd like you to be over in that direction. The high C says, here are the five things I need. And that way, it's so clear, you and I will both know if you give them to me or you don't. Whereas with a high I, hey, send me something on Q2, will you? Whatever you got, quick as you can. That's the way to drive a high C crazy. Hey, give me something on Q2, whatever you got, quick as you can.
Exactly.
Whereas some of the high I's listen to the email I just read from high C and go, oh God, I mean, really? Can this not be any fun at all? The question, though, is now, how do you reply?
That is the question.
Yeah. Now, look, guys, this is not 100% accurate. This is how I would reply. This is how we recommend you reply to a high C, even if you're a high I. Okay? Jim, comma, enclosed my Q2 figures, period. As requested, I have... Sub-bullet A, transferred my figures to the new template, period. Sub-bullet B, included, colon. Sub-bullet A, Q2 sales for products XYZ. Sub-bullet B, sales estimate for the next four quarters. Sub-bullet C, estimates for both 2.5% and 3.5% inflation rates. Sub-sub-bullet I, comprehensive notes on anomalies, parentheses, on the anomalies tab, close parentheses. New paragraph. As you can see, the important number is $4,500. It's in cell A4 on the product X tab. New paragraph. Please let me know if you need any further detail. Barbara. And a signature block.
That's a pretty good response for a high I responding to a high C. But I must tell you, though, there is something in there that just makes it, my high C mind just makes it feel like maybe it's a little inaccurate.
Which is what?
The 4,500, that is just two
it's no
round
decimal
number.
Points.
Just
yeah,
two
rounds.
It's
rounded decimal
it's
points.
Not accurate.
I know
it's not accurate.
I knew you were going to say that. Oh, my gosh. I'm sure I've told this story before, but I'll tell it again. Mike and I were at a conference. It's been several years ago now. And It was probably in 2008, maybe 2009. And right before I went up to start the conference, Mike said, hey, I was just checking download figures because that's what high C's do the morning of delivering a conference to clients, check download figures. And he says, our show has been downloaded 17,998,996 times. I'm like, wow, that's awesome. Now, I'm giving Mike a hard time. Mike went and checked the download figures because he knew that that was one of the things I told audiences. So I appreciated him giving me the exact figures. And so I walked up in front of the room and said, welcome to the Effective Manager Conference, blah, 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 blah. And I said, for those of you who don't know, the podcast is free, blah, 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 blah. And if you're wondering whether or not it's popular, our show has been downloaded 18 million times. And Mike's standing in the back of the room, and he makes this funny kind of screwed up look on his face like, But it was just in passing. And I said, what? Did I say it wrong? Did I get the number wrong? And he's like, nah, it's nothing. I said, no, really, seriously. It was a number. I want to get it right. And I said, you told me it was like, I said 18 million. I didn't say billion, did I? He said, no. I said, well, what's wrong? It was 18 million. And he said, no, it's not. It's 17,998,996. I'm like, well, okay. because high eyes only do a certain level of significance to us, that's 18 million. Actually, it's somewhere less than 20 million and a good bit more than 10 million.
Well, heck, if I had said 15 million, 350, you would have rounded to 18 million.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I think we're on track to go to 50 million pretty soon here, guys. It's the best podcast ever.
Ever.
And Mike said, I gave him data and he turned it into a sales pitch. It's disgusting. Now, look, you probably won't be able to do what we just did. Although email, guys, is a great opportunity to practice because you're not in the conversation in the moment, the way we teach at the Effective Communication Conference. You can take your time. I know you high eyes are like, why would I take time? The high Ds are like, why would I take time? I'm just not going to answer. But this is an opportunity for you to get inside somebody else's head a little bit and say, how would they want me to communicate with them? And guys, if your boss is a high C and you're a high S or a high D or a high I, this is manna from heaven, right? This is a chance for you, for your boss to read everything you send and to not be irritated. If you're a high I and you're sending a bunch of emails to your boss and you're including him or her in distros and so on that he don't want to be included in, you irritate them. And no, they shouldn't be irritated, but sometimes they get irritated. If you want to get what you want to get, communicate in a way that other people want you to communicate with them. It's that simple. In the example we use, there are some people who are like, wow, there's so much detail there. But to a high C, that's a perfect answer. It shows that you're organized, that you've got details and so on. And that's what high C's want. They want to work with other people who are as smart and as detail conscious and who know that the devil and God are in the details. And that's it. Pretty simple. Folks, use email as a communication device that gives you the opportunity to think a little bit when you're communicating, consider the audience, and make some changes in your natural style. You high D's, give a little bit more detail. You high I's, tone down the enthusiasm. It just washes over a high C. You high S's, get on the data side. Let's be more factual and correct rather than telling us how we feel in long paragraphs of expressing concerns or expressing excitement and so on. And vice versa, guys. We'd say the same thing to the high C's of the world. Don't be sending those long emails to the high I's. They're not going to read them. Email is a chance to get your communication right and to practice the kind of headspace you need in order to be more effective when you see them face to face. And that's it, right? Think about how high C's think when they do email and tailor your responses in a way that helps them be effective. We do it every day. Communication is the single most frequent behavior that managers and professionals engage in. Spending a small bit of time improving it pays big dividends for the rest of your career.
Yeah, no doubt. It can make a significant change in how people perceive you, that's for sure. And when they perceive you better, you get more of what you want, you get better results, and oh, look at that. Oh, wait. Better relationships, better results. Interesting. Interesting. That helps.
It's a self-licking ice cream cone.
There you go. Thanks, my friend.
You bet, partner.
We'll see you. Thanks, everyone. That's it. We'll see you next week. In the meantime, have a great one.